Lots in store for you still on the program right now. I'm going to be shifting focus, but staying still with the School of Tourism and Hospitality, STH, at the University of Johannesburg. Now, I did mention a bit earlier that I do have guests in studio. We had a very wonderful conversation a bit earlier on with Mr. Len Woolman. He is an alumnus of the school located at the Bunting Road campus of UJ. But now I actually have someone who is there in terms of more hands-on in the day-to-day dealings of the school, the director of the school of STH, so that's STH, and it is Dr. Diane Abrams. Now, Dr. Abrams, thank you so much for coming into studio this afternoon. How are you doing? Thank you.
Great energy, so.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm feeding off it. Yeah.
No, thank you so much, Doc. I really appreciate it. And now, earlier on when I was starting the conversation with Mr. Woolman, I asked him where he was on 9/11 all those years ago. Do you remember where you were by any chance?
Yeah, in my flat in Northcliff, watching it all unfold on TV and sort of, mm-hmm. you know, wanting to get out and say what's happening. So, yeah. Vivid memories. It's amazing how an event, so many years later, you can actually picture where you are and you actually visualize it, yeah.
No, exactly. I mean, someone was saying how it actually changed the entire travel industry in terms of the way we used to travel before was quite different. Maybe like less stricter, but now when you're traveling, it's much more stricter because of that horrific event. But now, of course, in the midst of this horrific event, we are celebrating. We are going to be going up and down. We're going to be putting our best foot forward. And we're going to be celebrating 50 years of the School of Tourism and Hospitality, STH, at the University of Johannesburg. Now, for somebody who wants to know what the school actually does, please take us through that firstly before we get into what celebrations you have in mind.
Okay, so the School of Tourism and Hospitality, it's currently ranked number one in Africa and number 18 in terms of the Shanghai rankings. Mm-hmm. We offer a full menu of program offerings from diplomas, degrees to masters right up to the PhD. So a full suite of program offerings. Mm-hmm. We also run a commercial operation with restaurants, banqueting, coffee shops. So yeah, living labs and learning labs for our yeah. students, yeah.
So basically, you are in the driving seat of all the work that the school is actually doing. Am I correct?
Yes, I am. But there have been great foundations laid before me. Yeah. Very proud to be at the helm. I've been there for the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. But there were great foundations. And we're celebrating next week, or this year at least, we've been celebrating the 50-year legacy of tourism and hospitality education. So mm-hmm. the likes of the Wits Hotel School was one of the institutions that was merged when UJ became UJ in 2005, mm-hmm. and the School of Tourism and Hospitality was formed then. So a proud history, great leaders before me, and I've picked up the baton, and with the team, we've moved ahead.
And I mean, I just love the fact in terms of that we've had the school for at least 50 years now. I can imagine the number of people who've actually come out of the school, and when we talk about the alumni within the school, and I actually see that there's a very strong role of the alumni of the school in the current formation of the school, in its current activities. And I mean, I want to just understand as well the role that the alumni continue to play within the school. Why is it so important that alumni continue to play a role within the school?
By the very nature of the industry that we're in, we need industry partners and alumni to come back and give the students that experience. So mm-hmm. we are privileged that alumni do give back and do come back, whether it's guest lectures, where they help us in terms of student exchanges, work-integrated learning placements, bursaries. Mm-hmm. They always come to the party. And I think, like Mr. Volman said earlier, it's the wonderful education that they receive from the institution makes them want to come back and ensure that others continue to do that. Mm-hmm. So it really is an anomaly because alumni, we were joking earlier, but yeah. people usually don't go back to the alma maters. And for the STH, it really is. It is something special. Yeah. And I've seen that in the years that I've been here, how industry and alumni come back, and in any form, like I said, whether it's money or their time, they're willing to say, what can I do? Because that's the next generation of tourism and hospitality leaders that they're grooming.
Exactly. And what I love about what the plans that you actually have in mind as STH, I think I picked up that you're going to be incorporating that culture back into your celebrations. And next week, Wednesday, on the 18th of September, there's lots of celebrations happening, and it's going to be quite exciting from what I can tell from the program. Can you just please take us through your day program and your evening learning program for next week?
So we kick off with a board meeting, and the board does also have lots of industry people like Mr. Vorman sit on the board. We have our board meeting, then we're going into an SDH in conversation session, which runs from 11 till 1, mm-hmm. where we've got key industry partners and alumni coming to have conversations around what the fourth industrial revolution means for our sector. And quite prominent people, the likes of Arthur Gillis, who was one of our first Golden Circle alumnus. He was the previous CEO of Protea Hotels. Mm-hmm. Our CEO, Jerry Mabena, the chairperson of our board, was the CEO of Tebe Investments. So mm-hmm. a great number of people just, and as our students, and just engaging with these industry people, trying to grapple with what 4IR means for our industry. Then in the evening, we're having a bit of a reminisce. Mm-hmm. Around taking us back for where we started in Smith Street, but also, very importantly, thinking ahead, mm-hmm. Reimagining where we need to go next for the next 50 years. That evening, we will also have some entertainment, wonderful food and drinks, which has been sponsored by our alumni, getting very involved. The giving back continues. Mm-hmm. And that evening, we will also award the Golden Circle Alumnus Award and the Rising Star Award. And I think by recognizing our alumni, it's also a way of getting them to come back and see what's happening within the school. So yes, lots planned for next week. And I always said it's not my 50th birthday. Not quite there yet. But a great celebration that I'm proud to be associated with.
And then where can people actually find out more about the events that are going to be taking place next week? So then if I want to maybe consider coming through, where can I find out more information?
So the dialogue sessions are free. And if you go into any of the SDA social media platforms, you'll find the information. If you check us out on our webpage or on Instagram or Facebook, you'll find all the information. It's happening in the Protea Auditorium in the Bunting Road campus. So please register, because the seating is limited. Mm-hmm. And then for the evening event as well, a little bit of a price to pay. You have to purchase a ticket for the evening event mm-hmm. as a token of contributing to the next 50 years.
No, definitely. That actually makes a lot of sense. Now, thank you so much for coming through, Dr. Abrams, this afternoon. I won't say any more, but I will just do one thing for you, which is... So now that warm round of applause is for everybody at STH, the beautiful work that you do. Here's to yet another 50 years. Hopefully I'll be around to attend that celebration as well. I hope to make it there. But then, of course, right now we're going to take you guys back to the playlist. Lots in store for you on the program, talking about recapping of our top stories still to come next. But right